How God really acts. He did not realize that God's Son must act in God's way, with compassion, tenderness, and mercy. Simon's way was to take no notice of Mary's penitent service. Mary's act of kissing Christ's feet and anointing them with ointment was exasperating to his hard-heartedness. He thought that Christ should recognize sinners and rebuke them. To this unspoken thought the Savior answered, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. There was a certain creditor which had two debtors, the one owed 500 pence, and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me therefore, which of them will love him most? Simon answered and said, I suppose that he, to whom he forgave most. And he said unto him, Thou hast rightly judged. As did Nathan with David, Christ threw upon his host the burden of pronouncing sentence on himself. Simon had led into sin the woman he now despised. She had been deeply wronged by him. By the two debtors of the parable, Simon and the woman were represented. Jesus did not design to teach that different degrees of obligation should be felt by the two persons, for each owed a debt of gratitude that never could be repaid. But Jesus desired to show Simon that his sin was as much greater than hers as a debt of 500 pence exceeds a debt of 50 pence. Simon now began to see himself in a new light. He saw how Mary was regarded by one who was more than a prophet. Shame seized upon him, and he realized that he was in the presence of one superior to himself. I entered into thine house, Christ continued, thou gavest me no water for my feet, but with tears of repentance Mary has washed my feet and wiped them with the hair of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman, whom you despise, since the time I came in hath not ceased to kiss my feet. Christ recounted the opportunities Simon had had to show his appreciation of what his Lord had done for him. The heart searcher read the motive that led to Mary's action. He saw also the spirit that prompted Simon's words. Seest thou this woman? He said to him. I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. Simon had thought he honored Jesus by inviting him to his house. But he now saw himself as he really was. He saw that his religion had been a robe of Pharisaism. He had despised the compassion of Jesus. He had not recognized him as the representative of God. Mary was a sinner pardoned, he was a sinner unpardoned.